Good morning, Atlanta. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Happy New Year. Happy 2020. It's been a while, right? I know it's been a very long time since I have dropped a podcast. It's been at least 6 months, maybe even longer. And the last few podcasts that I dropped were more personal notes to myself, more than anything, and I think this podcast is pretty much going to be the same thing. I hope you guys enjoyed the end of your year celebrations for 2019 and that you kicked off 2020 with more fervor and ambition than I have. A lot has changed in my life, and I am here to fill you in on it, or I'm here to fill myself in on it at least. I am not sure who listens to my podcast. I don't know if they're strangers, friends, family, or if anyone at all. I mean, I do see that there are listeners, but, you know, I don't know if that's plays through accident or people trying to figure out where I am, because I've been absent from my YouTube channels and, as of recently, been absent from my social media channels as well, my social media platforms. But to catch you up, in case you're new here and you don't know who I am, my name is Case. I am one half of Tulips Freedom. MP is still the other half, and per usual, she will not be joining me on this podcast. And yeah, that's it. So much has changed in my life that I wanted to start speaking to it. And whether anyone listens to this or not, I feel that this will be somewhat therapeutic for me. I don't typically like to go back and listen to my podcast. It's something about hearing my voice after the fact that makes me cringe, but maybe one day I will. I'm in my truck outside of Starbucks, and I'm recording this podcast on my iPhone. So I apologize in advance for the shoddy quality, but that's what y'all gonna get. That's what y'all are going to get. So, where am I? In 2020, we have sold our house. And, yeah, we don't know the next steps of what is going to happen. But I'm not going to speak on that in this podcast so much. I think that has to come out a little bit more organically, because I'm pretty sure the majority of the listeners probably don't even know anything about our house or my relationship or what I've been going through, unless you followed the YouTube channel, unless you are my friend, unless you are my family. So again, I don't know the specifics of who's listening, but in 2020, I am focusing more on being present for myself. I am focusing more on self-care, honesty, authenticity. I feel like I've always been those things to other people. I just have not been that to myself. And, you know, that's kind of like a double-edged sword, because, you know, if you're not honest with yourself, you're inherently not honest with other people, because you're presenting a false self to other people and they are taking you at face value. Now, some people can probably see past the surface of things, and even though what I say is what I say, they may believe something different, but I can't speak for anybody else. I'm only speaking from my own perception of myself. But last night, I had a relatively rough night. Couldn't sleep very well. I was cold. I went and got my hair braided into a bob style. And y'all, if I ain't lying, if I ain't telling the truth, they braided my hair so tightly that there was no way that I could sleep. Forward, backward, on the side, upside down, there was just no way. And by the time I had settled down, I had forgotten that I wanted to go to the liquor store and grab, you know, what do they call those? Little shots, the 99 cent shots. I was going to grab maybe like two of those and take a couple of shots and some ibuprofen, and hopefully that was going to help me sleep. Didn't have that. I did have my ibuprofen. It did loosen up my scalp a little bit, but nonetheless, the night was definitely uncomfortable. And I woke up many times and in the silence in the dead of night, just pondering over my life. And one thing that struck me was Tulip's freedom. I apologize, you guys, again. I'm sitting outside of Starbucks, so there's a lot of traffic going on, so you're going to hear some things in the background, but it is what it is, right? I started pondering on the name Tulip's freedom. And there are multiple meanings behind Tulip's freedom. I created this name back in 2009. And it stuck. Actually, Tulip's freedom was not the original name. Tulip's free was the original name back in 2009. And on my 35th birthday, it evolved into Tulip's freedom. And without going into too much detail about how it came about, I'll get into that in subsequent podcasts. It was a play on words. And if you're intelligent enough to sit down and dissect Tulip's freedom, tulips in and of itself, the flower, hardy flowers, come back year after year, very bright and colorful, typically very beautiful flowers. You know, it doesn't take much to understand what free and freedom means and how it can relate to you. But then if you break down tulips even further into thinking about what it sounds like versus what it is, tulips. And I'll leave you with that. And so through the night, I started having these profound, what I consider profound aha moments. And I said, you know what? I'm going to start talking about that. I'm going to start using my tulips to start bringing more awareness to myself for myself. Maybe that is the catalyst that I need to give me the push, the drive, the ambition, the insight into where my life is going and what I need to do to get there. It's a start, right? And I'm not afraid of failure, in a sense that people will laugh or anything like that. I'm more afraid of failure because of how critical I am towards myself. For some reason, I'm a Leo. Not for some reason I'm a Leo. I am a Leo, but for some reason, I just feel like innately that my first go round should be the best go round. And I'm also a logical person. I know that's not the truth, but it's just how hard I am on myself. So this podcast isn't going to be perfect, and I don't know if it ever will be. All I know is that this is my first podcast of 2020, and it's going to be what it's going to be. You guys may follow me, you may not. You may get irritated and click off. You may have some choice words for me. You might think I am being entitled or feeling entitled. You might think I'm whining. Or you just really might think that, you know what, she's got something going on and I'm glad she spoke on it. Don't know. I kind of care a little, but really more so about me and how I feel once I just get it out. So this is my first attempt at using my tulips to free myself. So thanks for listening. and stay tuned for the follow-up podcast.